Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 7 for Friday, August the 5th. I'm Dave Sims. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were stronger Friday morning due to action in the Canadian currency. Canola was anywhere from $5 to $7 higher, with the November contract checking in at $453.50 a ton. That's up $6.50. The Canadian dollar was sharply lower relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola more attractive to domestic crushers and out-of-country buyers. Chicago Board of Trade soybeans were higher, which benefited canola. Concerns over excess moisture in parts of Western Canada was supportive. Demand for oil seeds is fairly strong, and canola is considered somewhat of a bargain these days. However, losses in Malaysian palm oil and soy oil weighed on prices. Declines in crude oil were bearish for canola. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were 12 to 19 cents higher, with the most active November contract checking in at $9.76 a bushel. There continues to be strong demand for oil seeds as the market reached its highest point in 4 days. China has booked sales of just under 500,000 tons of beans from the States. Traders are positioning themselves before the weekend kicks in and also before Monday's weekly U.S. crop rating. The crop in the U.S. still looks very good. A week from today, the USDA will also be releasing its updated production forecast for the U.S., and most analysts expect it to be higher than the previous forecast. Corn was up 1 to 2 cents, with the December contract sitting at $3.33 per bushel. Corn took support from word the size of the crop in the Black Sea region could be reduced. As well, there could be a reduction in the estimate for the Brazilian crop. The market is oversold from a technical level. Short-term bounce buying could occur around the $3.40 a bushel mark. China has auctioned off more of its corn reserves. U.S. wheat was 5 to 14 cents stronger, with the September contract at $4.17 per bushel. The market took strength from the advances in corn and soybeans. Smaller estimates for the European Union crop was bullish for U.S. prices. The U.S. dollar is also relatively soft today, and that contributed to the upside. Speculative buying was also a feature. So that's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday morning, August the 5th, in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.